One Sahabi named Hazrat Ma'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Mu'az, I want to send you to Yemen, and you go to Yemen, leave Madina Munawwara, and after going to Yemen, you teach all the people, you teach all the men and women. Hazrat Ma'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu put his neck down. In the riwayat it is written, فَنَكَسَ مُعَادٌ رَأْسَ. Hazrat Ma'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not ready to go to Yemen. This was the first time. In the riwayat it is written, after 11 days, again Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Ma'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said that I wish, my opinion is that you go to Yemen. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu did the same. فَنَكَسَ مُعَادٌ رَأْسَ. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused and he didn't want to go to Yemen. The third time, Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again called Mu'adh and said, today is my order that you have to go to Yemen. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu became ready and he came near Masjid Nabawi and said, Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am ready to go to Yemen. That time, my sisters in Islam, Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ma'az that the first time you refused, the second time you refused, and the third time you are ready. Hazrat Ma'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying and said that today also I don't want to go to Yemen. I don't want to leave Madina Munawwara. I don't want to leave Masjid Nabawi. But the first time you told my opinion, my wish, and second time also you told it is my opinion. But third time you told it is my order. And I know if a ummati disobey the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will straight go in the Jahannam. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has also said in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. The translation is that any person can't refuse the order of Allah and order of Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if anyone refuses the orders of Allah and Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will straight go in the Jahannam. So Hazrat Ma'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I can leave Madina Munawwara, I can leave everything, but I can't refuse your order. Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also started crying and said, Ya Mu'az, I also don't want to send you to Yemen, but Allah has given me order and Allah has taken your name. Therefore, I also think that you have to go to Yemen. And when Hudur sallallahu, it is a very long hadith, I only go to short, that Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Ma'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu were started the journey. Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will come to live till the boundary of Madina Munawwara. Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came till the boundary of Madina Munawwara. And when they were leaving, Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said three sentences. That three sentences we have to hear and we have to do amal inshallah. The first Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'az, Asa Allah talqani ba'da aami hada. Ya Mu'az, today I am leaving you, but now we will not meet in this world. If you have to meet, so we will meet on the day of judgment. This is our last meeting. And then Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Mu'az, After 1 year you will return again to Madina Munawwara, but you will not see me. If you want to see, so you see my Masjid Nabawi or see my Rozay Mubaraka. Asa Allah talqani ba'da aami hada la'allaka tamurra bi masjidi aw qabri. Hazrat Ma'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying. Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced him and said the akhri and said the final talk. Ya Mu'ad, if you wish that you meet me in the day of judgment, if you wish that you stand at that place, on the place I am standing on the day of judgment, so you have to do one amal. And you also do niyat that we also will do this amal. Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awla nasi bi al-mustaquna man kanu wa haisu kanu. You have to do one amal, that you have to leave the guna. And leave the guna means you have strength to do guna. You have everything to do guna. No one is stopping you. But for the fear of Allah, for the scaredness of Allah, you say that Allah is seeing me. Allah is looking me. Therefore, I am not doing this guna. Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any ummati, man kanu wa haisu kanu, any ummati does this, inshallah, on the day of judgment, he will be standing by Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, near Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give all us tawfiq to do this amal. And if anyone do this amal, that he stopped the guna, he will get Jannat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, wa amma man khafa maqama rabbi wa nahan nafsa anil hawa fa innal jannata hiya al mahwa. So Allah give us tawfiq to do amal. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.